shot clock controversy, and injuries end the season for several top football players. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
Okay, let's see. Electric and water, paid, cable.
What you doing, Pam?
Oh, hey, Tubi. Just working on some bills.
Pam, I may be just a talking inner tube, but you know what sounds like a zillion times more fun to me? Flying down a water slide with your kids in the water park capital of the world.
Oh, Tubi.
Come on, Pam. Start your vacation. Just say the magic word.
Wisconsin Dells. It's not hard to have fun when you know the magic words. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's Board of Control voted in a narrow 6-4 decision back in June to institute a 35-second shot clock in varsity basketball beginning in 2019, but the controversy around the decision hasn't died down yet. While the majority of coaches have supported the shot clock, there is significant resistance amongst athletic directors and school administrators. In fact, the Small School Trailways Conference, which is the largest league in the state in terms of number of schools and geographic area, saw its administrators vote 24-0 against the proposal. Just a symbolic vote at this time, there is movement amongst some school leaders to continue to resist the implementation of the shot clock. One thing is for sure, this isn't the end of the discussions around the shot clock. The high school football season kicks off this week with 22 games to be held on Thursday. Most of the rest of the state gets underway on Friday, but there are already some injuries piling up for top players. Kenosha Bradford running back Eric Doak earned first-team all-conference recognition last year and has committed to Northern Illinois, but will miss his entire senior season due to a knee injury. Middleton has been hit hard by injuries in the preseason, including what could be a season-ending foot injury to returning first-team all-conference offensive lineman Jarrett Horst, who holds a Division I scholarship offer from Indiana State. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.